With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Earl and I are with you from 6:30 to 8:45 right here on The Fan. And Earl, we're going to have to get into it because there's, of course, two major stories as you've been reporting on all day. The Reuben Foster stuff we'll get into in a little while with his off-again, on-again girlfriend, Alyssa Ennis, and what happened there. And, you know, of course, many people now know that she went on Good Morning America this morning and told her side of the story, which, again, we'll get into all the details and the just continuing nonstop saga there. But then there's the Alex Smith thing, which, you know, all of us kind of knew that something was a little fishy. Alex had not been seen. Alex had not been heard from. The Redskins disputed, I guess would be the best way, disputed in a way that was, well, we don't really talk about that. We'll make Larry Hess available at some time. You know, like, you had a better chance of seeing Santa Claus show up at Redskins, like the real Santa Claus show up at Redskins Park than the Redskins make Larry Hess available. But there was largely silence. And with the schedule being what it was and all the new pieces and then Colt McCoy getting hurt and all that, I'll admit, it kind of slipped my mind to some degree. We all have lives. We have different things going on. I know there wasn't a lot of talk about it other than we just don't know. And then all of a sudden, the shoe drops last night, as you mentioned, and really today, full throttle with EB's tweet. And then Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofalo and Diana Russini, and all of us start scurrying around to wait, check, and see, and whatever we've got. And all of a sudden, we went from the morning starting with Reuben Foster's on-again, off-again girlfriend, extending the story and giving new life to this story, and that being bad enough, Earl, to full-throttle panic mode because, number one, you feel awful for the future and the health of Alex Smith, whatever the situation is. Number two, if you care at all about the Washington Redskins, you realize just how troubling this is from a football operation standpoint and from a football planning standpoint, while clearly realizing that's not as important as whatever exactly is going on with Alex Smith's health.
Yeah, it is just the story that won't go away, one of the many. Good evening, Rooster, to you.
Good evening,
Mr. Earl.
Keep it calm,
you got your tea.
Yes.
Did Brock come through for you with that, or
actually,
was he stashing it?
So actually, there was no tea before I tee you up. There was no tea in the kitchen. I looked in 17,000 cabinets.
I went through this a couple
cabinets.
Of weeks ago when I blew my voice out doing this show with you, and I was sick like 6 weeks ago.
We have probably about 15 pounds of coffee beans in the kitchen. We have...
Which is unusual.
Yeah, we have...
Sometimes that's missing too.
We have a lot of stuff growing hair in the refrigerators, okay? We have like 6 tubs of like sherbet in one of the freezers that has been there for... maybe 9 months. Nobody touches this stuff. The day you need a tea bag, there's nothing to be found. Nothing. So what happened was, you looked, I looked, I just chalked it up to, well, typical, that's my luck, I'm the Rooster, I suck, whatever. I'm just going to have to struggle. I asked Brock, he blew me off. I asked Landfill, I went over to El Zol. They didn't have any. Nobody seemed to have any. 5 minutes after, Landfill, who was tag-teaming with me in a verbal assault against JT the Vic, which I appreciated.
There's a lot of that going around lately, isn't there?
Landfill of all people, my, like, basically my radio enemy comes in and hands me 3 tea bags from Brock's Stash. So thank you to Brock. Thank you to Landfill. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I have newfound respect for Landfill. Old Landy is not that
in
bad of a guy.
In WWE terms, how unusual would that tag team be? Who could you come up
that,
with?
That would be like
Rooster and Landfill get together.
Typhoon and Earthquake. You remember those clowns?
No, not really.
Yeah. Look them up online, and you'll see exactly why I said
that. It's like
when
the two guys get in the center ring, and they turn to each other, look a second, and then they shake hands and pat
each
other on the back.
It's like Yokozuna and who was the other big sumo-type guy? Yokozuna and Rikishi. Rikishi. Yokozuna and Rikishi.
Not to stray too far from what we need to talk about tonight, but speaking of wrestling, I was on a flight once back to D.C., with Macho Man and Elizabeth,
George the Animal Steel,
Mr. Fuji.
Huh. How about that?
A bunch of them.
So they were coming to perform in D.C.?
I guess, it was a long time ago when they used to fly, I guess, coach. And maybe they still do.
Oh, they do.
I don't
know. They do.
Coming out of Denver. And I was on a flight with all of them. George the Animal Steel in a 3-piece suit was interesting. That's why I didn't recognize. I think the British Bulldogs.
Did he lick you with his green tongue?
No, he was like trying to change his seat. Oh. He was in front of me, like leading on, obviously. Now, Macho Man was Macho Man. He was, first of all, he was a huge guy.
Right.
Elizabeth was gorgeous, and they were walking down in front of me. And that's when I first noticed. I was like, wow, who is that dude? He had like a tie-dyed T-shirt that was ripped up and tied in knots.
Right.
And the woman arm in arm with him had the same shirt. They were dressed the same way. And then I get a little closer. Then I realize that's Macho Man. And then I get to the gate and they're all on my flight.
I didn't get a chance to talk to anyone. A day running in Buffalo about 20-ish years ago covering Macho Man at a couple of different charity events. Miss Elizabeth was not there. I think they had broken up by that point. And his voice, the way he talked and the way he carried himself, even off camera, that day, just walking around like a children's hospital in a supermarket and whatever, just privately off on the side, he was still the same dude, same wired tight, incredibly tight personality, the same raspy voice that, I mean, unmistakable.
Yeah, some of those guys don't leave character. Now, Mr. Fuji, I think, was really kind of weird. I think it seemed like everybody was trying to stay away from him.
Yeah.
But I think He was an English professor or a teacher, or an English teacher or something. Back to
all
the program now.
Real quickly, because now we have to hit our first time out. So,
you know, this is why when this happened against Houston and Andy and I were in Thursday, because Thanksgiving Day was quick.
Right,
and I'm trying to think if we were on the air before that.
Well,
maybe so.
I had a family loss.
That's right.
So I was on, and
I can't remember when, but. And this is Theismann came on with Chad and Theismann talked about the eerie similarities and all these coincidences with the date and the quarter and all this stuff that happened.
Which was incredible in and of itself.
And Theismann was talking about how he couldn't sleep that night. I tell you, this is why, you know, and I'm a pro football, I'm an NFL guy, and part of the reason I love football is the violence of the sport. Let's face it, to be honest with you. But things like this, that was different. That was not even... And I'm not saying a torn ACL is nothing, but, I mean, Darius Geis is running around now and working out. I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
But this thing was different. That's what made me feel kind of like, it, you know, your heart drops into the pit of your stomach because, you know, first of all, this is a serious health issue. Forget about football. You know what happened to Theismann with that never played football again at basically similar points in their career, similar age, that type of thing. And it just... It kind of cast a pall over the whole Redskins season at that point, and it still has to this point. And then, look, if you were listening Sunday, you probably weren't, but hopefully somebody was to the countdown to kickoff as we were getting set for Redskins. Andy and I kind of brushed over, but we touched on the fact that there might be something more to this Alex Smith deal because I think a lot of us have kind of been hearing things and had people reach out that maybe there was something to it. I, for one, Rooster, didn't think there was... I didn't find it unusual that we hadn't seen or heard from Alex Smith because, number one, this is a serious deal. I figured he was probably in the hospital, still getting treatment. He's not a social media guy.
Right.
He's not one of these athletes that are like tweeting photos of their surgery when they're going under, when they're waking up. He's not doing that.
Instagram video.
He's low key guy.
He was very private.
When he was traded, we didn't hear from him for what, 6 weeks? You know, it couldn't, but I know, you know, that's the kind. So I didn't think it was as strange as obviously it was. And then I think what happened, the floodgates opened with this report. Speculation, whatever it was, last night from the Burgundy blog that kind of did some digging on this. And to me, what? Russini comes out, Garofalo and Rappaport. To me, it's saying that the mainstream NFL reporters probably had something on this that they weren't willing to go with or couldn't go with. Mm-hmm. And then when this report comes out, the reactionary flood starts up. And I think that's what we've had today, where probably this has been out there for a while for those people who are kind of inside and cover the NFL.
Yeah, there are a lot of complicated factors here. We're not going to try and play doctor on the radio. We're not going to try and play lawyer on the radio. But it is our responsibility to talk about what we know and what has been reported. So that is where we have to go with this show. I know some of you are so frustrated, and all you want to talk about is a game against the Giants that, you know, still is meaningful, and we will get there, I'm sure. But we have no choice but to talk about the Alex Smith situation and the looming concerns, and as well the Reuben Foster on-again, off-again girlfriend accusations today on Good Morning America. That's just the reality of it. That's what we're going to do. So if you'd like to jump in on either one of those, we'll get to the Reuben Foster situation. We'll start with the Alex Smith drama, if you will, at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Along with Earl Forsey, I'm Chris Russell. This is Overtime on the Fan. All right, we welcome you back. It is Overtime, voice cracking and all. I'm the Rooster, Chris Russell, along with Earl Forsey, with you until 8:45. Sorry. I'll get it right.
It's tough. People don't realize that it's just, it's different. When we're talking in here, it's fine, and then the mic opens
and then the
up,
mic,
and
yeah,
it's
and
different.
And it's weird, because like right now, I feel like, okay,
there,
it's not that
fine.
Bad, but
right.
It's like when you have that, like, kind of little giddy up in your voice and the excitement in your voice. Right. If you just keep it nice and boring and melancholy, you're okay. But it's hard to do a radio show like that. 800-636-1067. See, there it just starts cracking again all over the place. 800-636-1067. That's your toll-free number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener line. So listen, we're not doctors and we're not lawyers and we're not going to pretend to be, Earl. But we're under the obligation of, while acknowledging that Alex Smith and his family absolutely deserve whatever privacy they can get,
right,
medically and in just in terms of just as a out of humanity, right, dealing with a very, very, very serious situation here. While we realize that, okay, the team acknowledged that it's a serious matter. There are multiple reports, as we chronicled in our first segment, right? We all understand that reports are just that. It is not 100% certainty, 100% fact, but neither is a team-issued statement or a quote or a report or a letter or whatever from a doctor. We all understand that people color and change and write and say things depending on what suits their needs best. But I think I feel safe in acknowledging that clearly, based on everything I've heard, read, you've chronicled, we all understand that this is a very serious situation, and it has short-term and long-term football complications and implications, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know about you. I feel more confident in talking about the potential long-term ramifications.
Yeah.
As when it comes to the Redskins, we know he's done for this year. That's not even obviously an issue. We knew that right away. We know that the timeline for a potential return for 2019 was very, very, very vague and gray. Earl, once we move past a medical situation here, and we just talk about a football situation, it's hard to see Alex Smith playing at all in 2019, if at all, ever.
Yeah, the football situation was always bleak, I thought. I mean, looking at that, and this is a day and age where, and I hate to even say it, but it's true, that kind of an ACL injury is kind of no big deal. Yeah. Now, you're out for the year, but you're back.
But it is a big deal.
But it is a big deal. It is a big deal. And it still is a big deal. And
it's a big deal because of what? The infection potential.
Right, because
that's the problem.
Anytime you have to have surgery, and it doesn't matter. It can be the most minor of things, and this was even more than that.
Yes.
Because of where the injury occurred, it's on a natural field. I mean, all the stuff that happened.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Complicates things. So, yeah, long-term football standpoint, it's really kind of a disaster for the Redskins long-term potentially, because what are you going to do? You're locked into something that you were counting on for a guy who has been there every, you know, except for the concussion issue he had in San Francisco for a little while. He's, you know, been a reliable, healthy football player for a long career, and a guy that you can always count on. That's going to be there. It's going to play every game. And then, you know, something like this, and you can't see it happening. And here's the situation, though, with contractually with it. If you have a long-term situation that he can't play or will not play again, whatever happens, to make the trade, and everybody's going to say, well, and it have been, even when the injury happened or when before that, when a lot of people didn't think
struggling.
He was playing well. Hey, I will point out the Redskins haven't won a game since he was hurt.
Right.
And everybody wants to say, you know, it was a disappointment and the numbers weren't good. They were 6-3.
They were 6-3.
And he went down. They haven't won a game since and haven't been Clyde. It's more than coincidence to me. What I'm going to say is this whole contract situation, that the big bucks that he got when he came here, the contract, which, you know, the Redskins, and you can make a point, and I can, you know, I can argue against it, but you certainly have a valid point if you want to say, well, they shouldn't have done that. They didn't have to do that. Well, you never know. In the situation they were in, and we probably won't know for sure, but they might have had to do that to make that deal, to bring him to D.C., you know, to make it all work. There had to be some kind of contractual obligation to him, and now they're on the hook for at least a couple more years of it.
All right, so the best way I could think of to spin this is this just really bad luck and nobody's fault? Or I guess, did the Redskins put themselves in this position where something catastrophic like this potentially could happen? I guess that's the best spin-forward question that we can ask, in addition to obviously taking into account the first and foremost thing is Alex Smith's health and well-being as a human
Rooster,
being.
Rooster, this is why, though, gets back to Kirk Cousins, why these guarantees are so big.
Yes.
A guy like Alex Smith,
exactly.
This is a brutal, violent,
exactly.
physical game, and you never know when the next snap is your last snap, and this is why that money to these players is important. And Josh Norman was talking about it, you know, on the Fringe today, talking about his situation, saying, you know, I think he'll be fine, and the one part of it is he's taken care of, at least as far as that goes. But obviously his health is a big concern.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, top of the hour. We are on overtime. All right, good to have you aboard with us. Thanks very much to Earl for the top of the hour sports flash. Again, apologies for the crackling voice. Just do the best we can to get through these things. Y'all can make fun of me and have fun and be like little school children. What can you do? I mean, we live in a job that, you know, you're exposed constantly publicly. And there's no time to be on the shelf, no time to be on the DL. I'm good. I'm fine. So the voice will sound a little crazy and weird at times. Just deal with it. This is Overtime. We're with you until 8:45. At that point, Gabs Hogg will take over right here. And as you just heard Earl mention, no Tom Wilson tonight. Phoenix Copley starting for the Capitals to try and get off the two-game schneid. My pal Bernie in Rockville, Vic, I don't know if you saw this. I think he copied you or sent you this as well. There's a picture that apparently a fan had a 16 by 20 of. I don't know who this fan is. He had a 16 by 20 picture of the of Tom Wilson laying down on the ice, prone on the ice, with Ryan Reeves in the background. And he had Reeves sign it. And Reeves signed it. And apparently it was publicly posted. Now, it's been pulled back. But, I mean, the audacity, right? I mean, when you think about it, of the fan, number one, number two, Reeves to go, yeah, I'll sign that.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the reputation that Tom Wilson has, he doesn't have a lot of fans around the NHL. And unfortunately, because, and I think you put it out there, and a lot of people have locally, that, you know, a head injury was being celebrated, you know, across hockey and across with a lot of fans that just think Tom Wilson's a thug and, you know, well, you get what, you reap what you sow. But
you see the picture,
yeah,
now,
that's
right?
Crazy.
I mean,
that's,
it's, I mean, we assume that autograph is legit.
Brewster, I have a, I work with someone who used to, was a NHL play-by-play voice for one of the teams for a few years, still does a lot of work with one of those teams. And I'm on the road with him working. We're watching one of the Caps games, whatever, during the playoffs. And, you know, his reaction on Wilson's the same. Nah, he's a dirty player. He's a thug. You know, he's just cheap shot artist.
Right.
This is a guy, and, you know, so that is the reputation outside D.C. That's what it is. It's
yeah.
a guy that you love on your team.
Right.
Everybody else in 30, whatever other cities, it's going to be 31 soon. It's
right.
But everybody else has kind of has, you know, that opinion
I
of
understand.
The guy. And it's
I,
unfortunate.
I understand how people have that opinion. I get it. I understand that. And to some degree, Tom Wilson.
He's earned it.
Is a victim of his own.
Yep.
Actions and his own reputation. What you can't have, at least in my eyes, assuming it's a legitimate autograph, is Ryan Reeves, who, by the way, escapes NHL suspension, as I thought he should have. I didn't think. Maybe a one-game suspension, but...
Well, and the look of the way it happened the other night, Reeves was kind of looking to pick
yeah.
a fight
yes.
all night.
All night long. All night.
And then he took his shot.
It was unnecessary, but because he didn't launch off his skates, because Wilson had just, I think, had the puck, and it was still in the neighborhood, and because he didn't actually make head-to-head contact, I think that's why the NHL did what they did. But the bottom line is there was no doubt they should have taken in intent. Actually, I want to hop to the phones real quick. Chris in Warrington apparently has some more information on this, or the genesis of this that Vic told me about, and Chris is called in here in the leadoff spot. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks.
Listen,
for
this story's been circulating for a couple of hours now. A sports memorabilia company in Las Vegas that spread up the strip had a private signing with Reeves, and they were pushing the stuff in front of him, and they paid him money to show up and sign memorabilia, and that's one of the things that they put in front of him. That particular piece of memorabilia was on eBay today. It's since been pulled off. It showed up on Twitter in a couple places, and it showed up in the social media account of the guy who owns the sports memorabilia company. It's pretty much verified at this point that it's happened, and Reeves was paid to do it. This is the kind of man we're talking about here. He's signing photos of an injured player and personally profiting from it.
So this was, I assume the signing was yesterday, right, or today, and it was a prearranged thing, I'm sure, and he maybe was not paying attention to what he was signing, you know, because I've seen athletes just sign anything and everything. They're not, like, closely examining it. But you would think if somebody sent you or handed you something that large, it was described to me as 16 by 20, I assume that's what he signed. If somebody's handed that to you, you might be like...
It's a poster size,
right,
basically.
Right,
you hang
but
it
you might be like, oh, Maybe I probably shouldn't sign this, or can we talk about this? I mean, at least that's what that's the first thing that would go through my mind.
Well, I can't speculate on what Reeves did or did not see. I'm not going to do so. But what I do know is this. On the actual photo, it also said he ran into a lion in the jungle, which is what he said during his interview after the game a couple of days ago. If he didn't see any of this, what can I tell you? The guy's an idiot, or he's blind. And he seemed to have good enough vision to track down Wilson through the course of an entire game, so I don't think he's blind.
Oh, I don't think he's blind. I don't think he's a willing, innocent victim in all this, or an innocent bystander in all this. As Earl and I were just chronicling, I appreciate the phone call, Chris. As Earl and I were just chronicling, he was going after Wilson. Remember, Wilson did not play in the first meeting, and Wilson laid out in Game 5 Jonathan Marchessault, and a lot of people thought that was a suspendable hit, and it wasn't. So just keep that in mind. I'm not saying that's the motive or the reason he should have been suspended, not necessarily for the hit, but for the clear intent that Ryan Reeves had all night. 800-636-1067. We've got to get back on track here. We'll get to Jane in Falls Church. Jane, hang in there. We will talk about the Redskins. Listen, I think ultimately this is just bad luck. We can talk about the football, both the past decision that was made to give Alex Smith the contract extension and the future. And I guess that's the best way we can go about this while trying to do our best to respect Alex Smith and his family's privacy right here. 800-636-1067. It is Overtime on Sports Radio 106.7. All right, Earl Forsey is here with us on Overtime. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you aboard with us. Till 8:45, JT and the Vic on the other side of the glass. We will get back to your calls in just a sec. Earl, I know you kind of dismissed the notion that this is just typical Redskins. They did wrong in making the trade and then giving Alex Smith the contract extension. I think they could have still made the trade. That's just me. I don't know. I don't think they wanted to make the trade unless they knew that they had Alex Smith locked in under contract, because they were so tired of the year-by-year judging, the game-by-game judging, the throw-by-throw judging, all of that. So I think out of fear of that and out of absolute exhaustion from cleaning up their own carnage and their own bad decision, I think they did that not because Alex Smith demanded it, wouldn't come here if he did not get that. I'm sure he wanted that. Who wouldn't, right, at his age? But I think the Redskins pushed that agenda as much as Alex Smith, if not more, because they were exhausted from the Kirk Cousins thing.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, that doesn't mean this isn't just awful, awful luck. But it also needs to be pointed out that this is an organization that has done so many things wrong over the last 25 years.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt
anymore.
Specifically
over the last 8 or 9 years. It's hard to just say, well, it's bad luck. It happens to everyone. I think there is some legitimate bad karma here from the football gods.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure I buy all that. I think it's probably just bad luck. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong situation, and it just doesn't work out again, potentially, for them. And I'm with you. I don't think they had to do it, but, I mean, I think maybe if they wanted to, or I'm sure he didn't demand something like that. But look, and I'm not trying to, you know, injure anybody else, but if this happened last year to number 8 behind center, people, if they'd assigned him to a long-term contract, then people, it's 50-50.
Yes.
When something goes wrong one way, you'll hear from the other 50%.
Well, here's a perfect example. Here's a perfect example.
It could work both ways.
Not to jump in on you, but I'm going to stampede all over you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like, Kirk Cousins obviously got his money and got his fully guaranteed contract in Minnesota, right? There are a lot of people after the first 12 games of the Minnesota Vikings season that are blaming Kirk Cousins, saying he's not worth it, he's not this, he's not that, he'll never live up to the contract, and they might all be right. However, most importantly, as a source that I trust told me today, said, hey, look, he goes, what happens if Kirk Cousins tomorrow in practice or Sunday in the game suffers a catastrophic injury?
This is why teams don't want to do it.
A Teddy Bridgewater.
And this is why it just gets back to my point I made a few minutes ago. This is why it's so important to players, because, you know,
so you could do
it's
a lot
Thanos
of the right
snap
thing.
Of the finger and half the people are gone.
But here's the thing. I don't think there's anybody that would be mad that Alex Smith is going to get paid no matter what and get taken care of. The problem is, from a practical standpoint, from a football team perspective, this right now, today, even before he got injured, the Alex Smith deal was dicey at best in most people's eyes. When he got injured and the severity of the injury was somewhat known, at least on the surface, it was a, I would say it was a majorly gloom and doom type outlook for the Redskins quarterback position financially, timeline, so on and so forth, right? Now, knowing what has been reported, and we want to make sure that we are clearer in this, we are not reporting this. This has all been reported by other outlets, okay? We can only respond to what is out there and the potential severity. Now the contract looks, from a football perspective, like a nightmare.
Yeah, quite because honestly. It would be if the potential exists for putting that much money, and there's a salary cap in the NFL. It's not like the old days when Jack Ken Cook used to just, you know, pay guys for service. Right. You can't just do the right thing and pay a guy. Can't do it?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anymore. I mean, you just can't afford to
because they'll get insurance. The Redskins will get their money back.
Yeah, not worried about the money.
But they won't get cap space.
Not worried about Dan Snyder's money or anybody else. But
they'll get some maybe cap relief, you know, through some weird provision or whatever. I'm not prepared to talk about that. I think Craig mentioned something about that on Twitter or whatever. They'll get some sort of cap relief eventually if it's catastrophic and he never plays again. But here's what we know. Right now, what we absolutely know is this contract was already prohibitive. It's beyond prohibitive right now.
It was looking like an albatross when he was playing. But I will point out, they were 6-3 when he was starting quarterback. And nobody wants to hear that, I know. But it's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can point to numbers and everything else. But maybe there's the intangible leadership. And whatever it was, the house of cards has collapsed.
Yep.
Since he went down in the Houston Texans game.
Now, I think that has as much to do with the defense as it does the offense.
Yes.
But clearly the McCoy injury, Sanchez, all of that doesn't help either.
And with all this, hindsight's 20-20. Or as Yogi used to say, hindsight's 50-50.
We're going to talk about the message that came out of Jay Gruden today at practice when some players were upset about having to practice in pads. We need to get to that just after 7:30. But first, let's go to Jane in Falls Church, who it was great to see at Nats Winterfest and the Nats team store. Jane, good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you, Mr. I guess my point has been made, and maybe I got it wrong. I figured, first of all, you have to understand, I like Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins also. But I've liked Alex Smith since he was playing for San Francisco and got screwed by San Francisco. And it's been very upsetting to me all year listening to people as this guy was putting Washington's football team in a better position than they've been in years, talk about how terrible he was, how he wasn't entertaining, it was that and the other thing. But what I'm really upset about, I thought that this would be better for. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay. I thought this would be better for Washington because, after all, they would get their money. And if he couldn't play, they would get their money. And so from the football perspective, that they seem to be much more inclined to than anything else, him never playing again would be good. So am I wrong?
Well, here's the problem. And again, it's complicated. So I don't want to act like a salary cap expert or like I'm Eric Schaefer or anything like that. However, you know, it is very complicated because there's a provision in his contract that kicks in a guarantee for 2020, a $16 million fully guaranteed base salary for 2020 if he's on the roster 5 days into the new league year, which give or take roughly is going to be about March 10th, March 11th, somewhere in that range in 2019. However, if he retires, flat out retires, for whatever reason, his choice, medical choice, whatever, whatever happens, if he retires before that date, then the Redskins are indeed on the books for his guaranteed money that was part of the deal in terms of the salary cap impact. They would get a lot of that money, if not all of it, back by insurance because the contract was insured, as all contracts, I believe, in the NFL are insured. But the salary cap issue, the dead money hit, is the question. Now, again, as I just stated, Craig Hoffman reported earlier that he was told there is a provision that would allow for the Redskins to recoup some salary cap space. If that happened, we don't know the exact parameters of that right now. So here's what I feel comfortable in saying, Earl, Jane, is right now, as it appears, and until I see a dramatic change, and I don't think that dramatic change is coming, the Redskins are in really, really bad shape when it comes to the 2019 salary cap, period.
I think you're right. I don't, and maybe there's some finessing of it, like you said, with some numbers, but it was always my assumption that whatever the contract is what it's going to be. And, you know, when this happened, I brought up the Sean Taylor issue when he was murdered. You know, as a player, the NFL would not give them any relief.
That's a good point.
On that thing.
That's a good point. I remember when London Fletcher retired. Now, this is, again, a retirement,
right,
but we're talking about essentially the
these
same thing.
Special circumstance situations, the NFL is pretty, they're not forgiving on these things.
The Redskins incurred a dead money cap hit for London Fletcher's, not base salary, for the guaranteed money that they paid him as part of that contract. That's the problem here. So, again, unless there's a catastrophic injury provision that we're not 100% sure of, it's been indicated that there is, where there is some sort of salary cap relief. We just don't know. We have an hour and 15 minutes left in our radio program. So the other big story has been the Reuben Foster situation. Unfortunately, we have to tackle that next because the Redskins keep getting, quite honestly, tackled by bad publicity when it comes to this move and this decision. We'll do that next. Plus, we will actually talk some Redskins Giants and what came out of practice today here on The Fan. So, a couple of things
here. Shirtless in here,
I don't think either one of us should go shirtless, but if there
speak
is
for
one
yourself,
if there's one of us that would go or should go, it's you over me.
Wouldn't want to draw too big a crowd, you know?
Oh, how about that? You should expect blue shorts to run in here and taking pictures?
I hope not. I would expect a little more than that.
Blue shorts is inundated with the largest gallon.
Look, you had enough problems in here the other night.
Bottle of hot sauce that I've ever seen in my life.
Apparently, too.
Yes.
I've been tipped off to the fact that, and I listened to some of the post game the other night because I like doing that. I mean, it's cathartic a little way because as much
I've covered
sports for 3.5 decades in this town, but you know. Bottom line, I'm a Redskin fan. Of all the things, I'm a fan of all the teams, but I watch games as a fan, and I watch them analytically as much as I can to talk about them as well. So I get a little depressed. I like hearing the post game, seeing what the reaction is, and you rant about everything that's going wrong. But I stopped about maybe in 45 minutes in. Apparently, some of the Roosters' flock was going after me in the postgame show.
Oh, yes.
Is that what I'm told?
And I defended you, by the way.
Okay, that's nice.
I defended you, by the way. You didn't hear that part, I assume?
No, I didn't hear any of it, but now I'm told behind my back at 1 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, I'm being attacked when I'm not even on the air.
I forget who it is. Name is dry. It's just slipping my mind, but I called. He's a good caller. He calls all the time.
Can't be that good a caller.
Well, and it's the same guy you've been fighting with over the last couple of weeks.
It's the one guy. It's that one guy in the room.
Right. So I said, you got to leave my guy Earl alone. You know, I said, Earl's a good guy. Like, because he specifically mentioned you. That's right. The Roosters. I mean, I'd be careful to say the Roosters flock.
The Roosters flock.
It's just a regular P1 listener, which we appreciate and we need.
Your fans, I think. Maybe Schwartz can come up with something like that.
I think he calls every show.
I know he does. Yeah, I think anyway, he called me when we were on the air.
Exactly. Well, you guys got
into it. So it's good. I mean, I appreciate that, but you know, it's nice. Look, nobody at home listens to me. It's good that some other folks are listening to me as well.
I can't fix all those problems for you, Earl.
Who said it's a problem?
But here's the thing. Okay, so we have the Alex Smith situation, and again, we are trying to be as delicate as we possibly can. And there's obviously medical privacy issues here. There's humanitarian side things, right? We all wish Alex Smith well. We all hope that it is not as severe as it appears and has been reported, right? We all look, I was in the hospital for a week back in 2005 because I cracked my shin against the door frame in Chicago of my house. When I slipped on ice with a full hand of groceries, and like a tough guy, I hobbled around on it for about 2.5 days in excruciating agony. It was hurting. I mean, it was like knives going into my shin, right? So it got infected because there's something called microabrasions and all that you can't obviously see, where your pores and your skin is open and it is sucking in all that, all the germs and infection and all that. Anyway, the bottom line is that I was in the hospital for a week, and they said if I had not come into the hospital when I did, if I had waited one more day, I had a staph infection, right? Or they said it was symptoms of a staph infection or whatever it was. They said if I had waited one more day, I probably would have had to have an amputation.
Yeah,
that's how serious. Yeah. It doesn't
take
a compound fracture Alex Smith reportedly had. So, that being said, Earl, this is a really, 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 really big blow for the Washington Redskins. The moving aside from the, you just feel awful for the human being. By all accounts, he appears to be a good guy.
Yeah, no doubt for him and for Colt McCoy too. I mean, and we saw kind of got a glimpse of the Sanchez on Wednesday too. Most of them are good guys. I mean, you know, the organization gets bashed around, and probably rightfully so for a lot of things. Some of the players draw some heat, but for the most part, these are, you know, guys that just happen to play sports, pro sports, and get paid well for it for a living. And in this situation with Alex Smith, now you've got it's beyond football. Maybe you just put it that way. This is a beyond football deal, but from the sports aspect of it, there are football major ramifications
now for
a franchise who has not yet dug themselves out of a huge hole that they dug for themselves over the last two-plus decades. And now this, on top of everything else, I mean, where does it end?
Here's the reality, too. It's almost a virtual certainty that the Redskins have to draft a quarterback pretty high in the upcoming draft, because with assuming that the contract does not somehow get null and void, which I do not believe, every bit of evidence that I have, the Redskins are going to be stuck for a massive number in dead money or some sort of money, whether it's dead or alive money, under the 2019 salary cap. Just, again,
Beyond that,
they have $3.5 million invested in Colt McCoy, who, again, is expected to be potentially ready to play in the playoffs if somehow the Redskins can win the next four games or three out of—
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Or whatever, and get somehow, some way into the playoffs, we assume. But as we just learned, there's no guarantee that he doesn't develop some sort of complication.
You don't know.
Right? So right now, we think the Redskins have approximately $24 million in cap space dedicated to the quarterback position in 2019, and it is by no means a guarantee that either Alex Smith or Colt McCoy are ready to go for OTAs, training camp, the preseason, or week one of the regular season.
On the quarterback situation, no doubt in my mind that no matter, put all this stuff behind us, if things would have been just status quo, they would have probably, in my opinion, had a draft a quarterback next year to have someone to develop. I mean, you were talking probably a couple more years of Alex Smith. I mean, before the injury. Yes, before this. Everybody's you got to draft a quarterback.
But you wouldn't have taken one in the first round, Earl.
I don't know if they can take one in the first round, you know, where they may be picking anyway.
Well, not only that, but I don't know if you can afford
any
it salary cap-wise.
Rooster, if you want, you know that, if you want one of the top guys, if you want your selection, one of the, you
I
better
agree.
Be in the top 10
I agree.
In the NFL draft.
They might be.
Well, I guess
if
the possibility still exists.
The rest of the way and
they would have
six
a lot
and
better
10.
Ammunition to move up, but let's say they don't. Let's say they're going to finish kind of where they are, maybe just on the cusp of the playoffs, middle first round.
Okay.
Right? That might not be high enough. Now, you can make some moves to get up there. Is there a guy worth doing that for? Who knows? One name that I did that came up yesterday that would be there probably in the second round, maybe even in round three, is a guy like Jarrett Stidham in Auburn, who was kind of linked a little bit to the Redskins, possibly.
A little bit.
You know, if he had come out, he had a great year at Auburn last year, not so much this past season. That's a guy. Now, but who knows? What's going to happen between now and then is that kind of guy who's got a lot of questions is going to wow somebody and move up into the top 15.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what happens.
Absolutely.
So any of these guys and all these five quarterbacks that we have seen now play this season that were drafted in the first round, how many of those five? Now, there's competence among all five of them, but how many of those five are you really thinking are going to be quarterbacks that take you to the next level?
I think all of them have shown some glimpses, right? Baker Mayfield certainly has. Josh Allen a little bit of late.
And history says if one of them does, that's a lot. 20%.
Yes.
I mean, history says that most of them are going to be what they are, which is just throw your socks up against the wall, see if one sticks there, and that's one you're stuck with.
That's real quickly why my first inclination is, besides the dearth of talent at the position coming out in the 2019 draft or what we perceive to be, I don't even know if the Redskins, even if it's catastrophic to Alex Smith and he's retired or worse, I don't even know if they go in the first round because of A, the cap implications, B, the questions and the lack of talent. Maybe they try and Russell Wilson it and take somebody
but
who,
then
who's
you force
falling
a square
and
peg
the
in the round
round.
Hole. Do you have to pick a guy in the first round because you just – No. See,
exactly.
That's the problem.
That's
and everybody's going to want them to do that. That's not the way you build a
team.
Well,
they should not listen to fans either. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's the toll-free number. We'll get to Chris in Fairfax. We'll get to you on the other side. Plus, we got to get to another saga, another chapter of the Reuben Foster situation. It just gets worse and worse and worse every day, and the Redskins could have avoided it all. All right, good to have you aboard with us. It is Overtime, Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, less than an hour away until Capitals hockey right here on The Fan, the defending Stanley Cup champions in Glendale, Arizona, to take on the Arizona Coyotes and a young red-hot goaltender So offense might be at a premium. No Tom Wilson tonight for the Capitals, of course, as a result of that concussion and that hit by Ryan Reeves of the Vegas Golden Knights on Tuesday. Phoenix Copley in the net, John Walton, Ken Sabourin, Ben Raby standing by. They'll take you home at 8:45 tonight on the Fan. Earl, let's get back to a couple of calls, and then we got to get into this Reuben Foster situation. But clearly, we've been talking about a lot of the ramifications potentially and what is known about Alex Smith's contract and his future, while all the same time being respectful of his privacy and whatever he's dealing with. Chris is in Fairfax with us here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Chris.
Hey, Rooster, thanks for being on tonight. And too bad Landfill didn't get you any honey or lemon to go with that tea.
That's a good point. But you know what? The tea was just, I mean, I know my voice still sounds terrible, but the tea truly has helped. And I've probably downed about 3 cups of it so far. And
the
I'm working.
The best is sans tea. It's just warm. It's just hot water, honey, lemon, and a little bit of Jack. In there,
First of all, I need to point something out. I can't have honey. 2, I can't have Jack. So I'm screwed.
Oh man, well I appreciate you being a trooper and doing the show tonight. And honestly, I appreciate everything that you do for the sports community here. It means a lot. To be honest with you guys.
Thank you. I mean, and Earl does a lot too. So I just point out he's been here.
I'm eating a donut right now. Is what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's eating a donut for all of you guys that are hungry on your way home or listening.
But Rooster is right. I do a lot.
Yes,
I'm glad someone appreciates.
He eats donuts a lot, Chris. He eats donuts a lot.
Just finding
and look
food.
At him. He's like 100. He's like 160 pounds soaking wet. Which pisses me off.
I crushed half a box of Krispy Kremes in college, and my roommates were disgusted.
There you go.
Hey, listen, I'll try to be brief. First and foremost, domestic violence, unacceptable on any level. However, my feeling is that during last year's draft, the Redskins were really close to drafting Reuben Foster. They fell in love with him, his athletic ability, and when he became available, they certainly didn't, do any emotionally intelligent, rational decision. They just scooped him up and threw Doug Williams under the bus. And I just want to see if you guys agree with this feeling at all. To me, this feels, and if the reports are true that Bruce Allen's job is on the line, it screams insecurity in the personnel department. It screams that I have to grasp at any possible talent that's out there that'll help this football team because of, Scott McLuhan, poor drafting over the years, trading draft picks for Robert Griffin. And I just wanted to see if any of that resonates with you guys. I'll hang up and listen to you.
All right, Chris, thank you for the good words and appreciate the kind words and the question. Earl, I'll just speak for myself. I think there's something to be said for it. There's a dearth of talent. Right, dearth is the right word, right? Yep. A lack of talent. And that's why they made it from a football perspective. They don't like Zach Brown very much, from what I've been told. From coaching perspective. That's why he's not on the field a lot, nickel. That's why they
should have figured that out before they re-signed him.
I agree.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
But they've made terrible free agent decisions, both in keeping some of their own and bringing in some of their own, which we can chronicle forever and ever. The biggest problem that I think what happened here, they understood they were going to get backlash for the first day, 2, 3 days, whatever it might be. They were not counting on Earl 8 days later, 9 days later, Alyssa Ennis to go to Good Morning America. I don't know why they weren't counting on that, but they weren't counting on that. They weren't counting Doug Williams to, I love Doug, put his foot in his mouth with Doc Walker a week ago today and say something, quite honestly, that was not very smart. They weren't counting on that because the Redskins never think about the downside or all of the different angles and options. They just impulse buy, like they did with DeSean Jackson, like they did with Junior Gallette, and sometimes it works, and it has worked. As in the case of DeSean Jackson, they got away with it. There was no gang ties. There were no major criminal problems, as had been alleged and reported, and was part of the reason we were told why the Philadelphia Eagles cut him after a monster year. Sometimes they get lucky.
So we're going to get into this now? You want to wait till the next hour?
Let's get into the next hour.
The appearance on Good Morning America,
sure,
by the girlfriend, former girl, because I want to bring something up here.
Okay, let's do that.
It's the Redskins certainly miscalculated the public reaction.
Yes.
They knew there was going to be some blowback.
That's what I'm saying.
They just didn't think it was going to linger this much. And some of that has been self-inflicted, a lot of it.
Yes.
Maybe most of it, all of it.
All right, we'll get more into that. You can take your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll get to Jim and you on the other side, 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Earl's got the update at the top of the hour. Gab's Hog coming up at 8:45. Did I say that right, Vic? Can you say it better than that?
Gab's Hog.
Beater? What
did Bieber.
You say? Oh, Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Bieber.
Can you tell us who they're taking on tonight?
The Arizona Coyotes.
If anybody doesn't know the inside joke there, listen to Chad Dukes versus the World.
He needs to do the open.
It's a weekly game show. Oh, he absolutely does.
And 800-636-1067.
Time for an Earl Forsey Sports Flash in just moments. More of your calls, reaction to the Redskins' nonstop mess coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.